on education. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher on education. This morning, I went back to sleep after I woke up, and I had an interesting dream. I dreamt I was in a school, and the school was having a special program. And there were, hundreds and hundreds of adults, and of course, all the children. And the children were sort of in a special room, and this room, hard to describe, but the parents were in a different room, and that was the room I was in. And the parents were in this room, which sort of instantly took them away from the world. They were sort of drawn into an awareness where they were told that they have within them all knowledge. They have within them all wisdom. They have within them all the universal awareness, the infinite mind. And they know it. And the parents were being instructed in this process because this was the process that they was being taught to the children. And the school was teaching it to the children, but this was a special parent-teachers children meeting where they would all get together so that the parents could understand the type of education that was being given to the children. Well, I was there, and I was with a person that I didn't know, and apparently that was, I was the wife, or I was the husband, or he was the wife, and he was the husband, whatever the case may be. And the woman was in front, and the woman was flying around, and the man was holding on in the back, like on a surfboard, just having a good time. And the woman was going wherever her mind chose to take her. And she chose to fly to the moon to see how the moon was. And she said, I wonder what sort of thing the astronomy class is studying. And then she went up and looked in the stars and at the galaxies and things like that to see what the astronomy class was studying. And then she thought, now let's look inside of the sun. Let's see what goes on inside the sun. Now, and she flew inside of the sun with her husband, or this man, or me, whoever it was. I think I was more the observer than I was the participant. And so she flies inside the sun. And as she flew inside the sun, there seemed to be an inner awareness of everything that she was flying by. And she knew it, and she saw it, and she enjoyed it. Now, she was neither touched by heat, nor by speed, nor by light, nor by darkness, nor by anything. She was a unique expression by itself. Now, then she flew back on Earth. And on Earth, she was doing all sorts of wonderful things too. And as she was back on Earth, she was looking into plant life. She was looking into zipping over the ocean and flying along with her ability to be anywhere her thought took her. And her thought was not ignorant thought, it was intelligent thought. It was thought that whenever she thought about a cloud, she was a cloud. Whenever she thought about the ocean, she was that ocean. And when she thought about the ocean, she was everything in the ocean, and she was everything that the ocean was made up of. And when she thought, now, what does the water of the ocean consist of? She was like in a laboratory where she had all of these issues right before her, telling her exactly what the ocean was made up of. Now, how fascinating and how interesting. Well, after doing this, and the man was hanging on for dear life in the back, just having a ball, he says, go, go, go! And he was experiencing everything the woman was experiencing, but from his rather more exciting aspect of hanging on, she was leading, guiding, and going, and he was hanging on and going with her and experiencing it too, but he was not really the one who was directing it as she was. So they came back to the school, and we came back to the school. And back at the school, we were shown how the children were each taken into this understanding and awareness, so that they knew everything, so that they had all knowledge and all wisdom and all understanding in them. They were totally illumined. And I thought, wow, what a great way to go. And they were flying around and doing these different things and enjoying these things, and yet all with perfect understanding and perfect wisdom. And I thought, what a wonderful new education. My goodness, where was this when I was having my educational program? And I soon forgot to think those things, because I only thought, hey, this is now. And now I have this too. Now this is revealing to me that I have within me all knowledge, that I have within me all wisdom, that I have within me everything that exists, that I am the allness, that I am the isness, that I am the oneness. Wow, how great that is! And in thinking that, I began to experience exactly how wonderful it is to be there. Now, this is an exciting adventure. This is an exciting adventure for me, an exciting adventure for all, to realize that this new education is not just a figment of my dream imagination. It's a revelation of that which is, a revelation of the knowledge, the wisdom, the genius that is everywhere abundantly with us. And it is our understanding, it is our knowledge, it is our recognition of all that is. Oh, we might not fly around by being hauled on a ski board or a surfboard behind somebody who is pulling it. That's an interesting idea. But we are being illumined to the idea that all knowledge is ours right now. All knowledge is where we are. All knowledge is in the divine, and that's who we are. And when we realize that all knowledge is the divine, and that's who we are, then we begin to draw upon that wisdom. We begin to draw upon that understanding. And as we draw upon that understanding, it expresses itself in us as illumination. The Absolute Philosopher would step into many of these realms, in fact, many, many realms, as we would allow ourselves. And as we join with that Absolute Philosopher into this realm of imagination, into this realm of realization, into this realm of total awareness, then the benefit that comes from this awareness is ours now. And the benefit that comes from this awareness is what we enjoy in every moment of our life. Today, we have that opportunity to claim it and name it and experience it. And if that is what you want to do, then you just say, away we go! And you too can be in that wonderful new school where it is crowded with youngsters and crowded with adults, and pretty soon the school becomes obsolete, because all we do is listen to the divine within us. And as we listen to the divine within us, all knowledge is revealed to us, and we know who we are and what we are, and we know all that we are. This day, join with me, your Absolute Philosopher, in the magic of being the divine that you are right now. Know that, because it's true. And know that, as always, I love you. I love you. I love you.